Listen, you bunch of hot dogs.
Welcome everyone to Skidmark Central, the best NASCAR podcast this side of the multiverse. With me as always, I have Andy.
Hello.
And I'm of course Dak. Andy, who are we sponsored by today?
Today we're sponsored by the sun. It'd be pretty nice if it was sunny when we went to Dover.
That's true. Yeah, we got screwed, man. They had good weather. And
I could have got sunburned.
We had not good weather. I mean, thinking back to that day, if they would have just called the audible and had the race start like an hour or two ahead of time, they would have gotten the race in.
Yeah.
Right? Like the morning was clear.
It was sunny.
We would have had trouble because it took us forever to get the rental car and get over there. But yeah. We still made it there with plenty of time.
I mean, we would have still watched the same amount of the race.
Yes.
It would have all been in.
but we could have saw the end of it.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, so I'm surprised they didn't do that, because usually they will if it's, or they have been, if it's, what should we call it? That was 2 years ago now, wasn't it, though?
Yeah, 2 years ago. Jeez. I just got the
photos Google notification. Yeah, that's nuts. That was good. Washington, D.C. and Dover. Would recommend. It's a great way to do it. Stay in Washington, D.C., do the tour stuff, then go to Dover. Works out well.
But make sure it's not raining.
And make sure, actually, like, don't even do anything for the rental car, because I got a rental car reservation. Didn't matter. We just went to a different place because they didn't have any cars.
They had cars. They just didn't want to give them to you.
That is true. Yeah, that was probably the stupidest thing that ever happened. but it all worked out in the end. And we got there. Well, I mean, it kind of worked out.
Yeah. Well, we got to watch 50 laps.
We got to watch 50 laps and eat some seafood. So, I don't know. Pretty much a win. And we, it was a win in my book.
But that was 2 years ago.
This is less than 2 years ago. And it was time to go racing. At least for a little bit. Well,
yes,
a lot of it, more than 2 years ago.
All of it.
All of the racing happened, and Kyle Busch was the man for a little bit. he was doing his bestest, though. Really, though, he was on pole, leading him to green. Got off to a good start, leading some laps. I don't know. That's all I got to say about that. At this point, Ryan Preece's car starts to smoke, and it wouldn't stop smoking until he had to go to the pits later. But they kept like showing him in the car. It's like all smoky. They're like, he's trying to figure out where it's coming from. He did that for quite a while.
Yeah. It's getting hard to breathe, guys. Just give me a few more laps, Ryan.
Pretty much. Eventually they figured out it was coming from the door foam, which we've seen before.
11 times.
Yeah. So not great for NASCAR, but or Ryan Preece. But yeah, so that would ruin his day. Eventually, the Blainster would get past Kyle Busch for the lead. And then Todd Gilliland decided he wanted to race a little too close to Austin Dillon. Kind of loses it coming off the corner right into Dillon. Dillon was fine.
Not fine.
Yeah, he went for a whoop-de-woo and pole. And then, he was done. Because he just washed up into the center wall. Everybody pits, pretty much. Take four tires because the track is green and eating up that rubber. And it's concrete, and concrete just seems to eat up rubber more anyway, so That's just how it goes. Michael McDowell decides to speed. Poor choice.
What a bum.
And Ryan Blaney back to the lead after the pit stops. We get going with Ryan Blaney on the outside and William Byron on the inside, and it's nothing too crazy going on. I mean,
Blaney take the lead.
Well, yeah.
You're keeping the lead, I should say.
Blaney keeps the lead. Ryan Pleece, like we said, would go to the garage because his car was on fire. And he finally decided to go in. Willie B would eventually get past Ryan Blaney. But he wouldn't win the war, that's for sure.
No, sir.
Because, well, first, Austin Dillon has a flat tire, which would be, I don't know what you want to call it.
Not good.
It wouldn't be good, but, I'm thinking something happened. Oh, foreshadowing. There we go. My brain's working at like quarter speed right now. Pretty sleepy. But, for things to come, because not too long later, BK would lose a tire and go for a spin of his own. Well, I mean, I guess he went for a spin when what's-his-name didn't. He would get it fired up and start going again, but caution, of course, would come out. And at this point, MTJ had already gotten by our boy Willie B for a Toyota stage win. MTJ, stage winner. Mm-hmm. Stage win number 500. Everybody pits. And you still have MTJ and the B Byron up front. I don't know why I'm saying that. And yeah, we get going. MTJ keeps the lead. He was pretty quick. It was the usual cast of characters up there this race. Denny Hamlin, him, of course, little Larson. Mm-hmm. But so they were all up there doing their thing. Eventually coming around to green flag pit stops. But William Byron pits. He fell off the jack and it was bad. It was a bad time. He ended up having a 24-second stop all in all. And that would kind of ruin his life. Or at least a little bit of it.
The rest of his day.
But then we get a angry MTJ after we go around for cycles. MTJ out front. I think, well, besides Willie B, Kyle Larson ended up being in second. But after pit cycles, Kyle Larson would take the lead.
I believe he got it after the pit cycle. Like, that's what I said. Cycled in front of him.
Yeah. Yeah, after pit cycles, he got the...
Yeah.
He was out
there. I thought you said after.
Yeah, it was confusing wording. You're right. But yeah, after... So during the pit cycle, I guess, he came out with the lead. Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. But... Yes. Yeah, not good for MTJ, but good for the Hendrick boys. And they would keep going around in circles. Well, I should say that Corey LaJoie tried to stay out as long as he could, because he was just like living on a prayer, hoping something would happen. But
nothing did.
So Larson got by him. He still stayed out for a little bit, and then he ended up hitting eventually. And Brad Keselowski was not content with only having one incident, and he decides to scrape the wall again and then go to pit road. It's such a sad statement.
Slowly heads to pit road.
Ouch.
Yeah, he had a not good day that turned very bad to extremely bad, kind of as the race progressed.
Yeah, for sure. So Kyle Larson would win stage two. Everybody would pit, and the Ham Man.
Yeah,
he would get the W, or at least the lead for stage three. Well, he would get the W as well, but that would take a little bit more time. And when Denny Hamlin gets the lead, I should say it was kind of hard to pass. A little bit hard
at least
to pass.
For the lead.
For the lead, for sure. Because you could kind of block the person behind you, aero block them. So getting the lead now was pretty important for D-Ham. And, well, we'll see how it plays out for him. But I think we all know. Denny Hamlin restarts first and kind of stays in the lead. Meanwhile, we get our first cycle of green flag pit stops. Again, Larson's crew doing it. Gets pit road ahead of Denny Hamlin. So I think a lot of it, though, was Larson getting onto pit lane faster. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it was... They were doing their stuff, gotta say. Not too long after, our boy, Talladega King,
yeah,
Ricky Stenhouse Jr., decided he wanted to go for another spin. With spin coming off of turn two. He just lost it.
Yeah, nothing to it. But that did come like close to the end of the pit cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So there were a few cars that had stayed out and made up some good time there. Most notably, Hemric. He hadn't yet pitted and was the leader at the time.
Yep.
So he gets a good attaboy right there for not pitting just yet.
Yeah, the other good thing about this was it was so close to pit stops that people who did pit and were a lap down could all get the wave around.
Mm-hmm.
So they would do that. They wouldn't have quite as fresh of tires, but it was
worth it.
Worth it to get that lap back, hope for another caution.
Mm-hmm.
Which... I mean, I think we all saw that coming.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't all see it coming, but it was what happened. Your boy. So we end up restarting with Kyle Larson in the lead, Denny Hamlin second. But Bubba Wallace goes for a ride. A sad ride Turn two, Willie B was in it.
Christopher Bell was also.
A few other people. Christopher Bell, important. Would end there.
Pretty much those three with significant damage.
Yeah, those were the people who their days were ended. Yeah. Sucks for them, but all those people who took the wave around were like, heck yeah, and went and pitted. But the real show... The real show was out front, and the real important thing that happened here was at the time of the caution, Denny Hamlin was the leader.
Mm-hmm.
So that means he would control the final restart, and was able to get off that restart and get to the lead. Kyle Larson would get close to him, getting pretty much right to him on the last few laps, but it wasn't. I mean, he got close, but he didn't really get that close to passing him because of the aero blocking. And D. Hamlin was able to hold off Larson, get the dubs. That's his second win on the season.
Third
win on the season.
Caught up to your boy.
Caught up to the B man, Willie B. Yeah, I think, in my opinion, Larson had the faster car. But yeah, Denny Hamlin getting the lead and getting control that last restart was key, and was able to pull away from the race. MDJ still had a solid day with third. Kyle Busch, again, if you ask me, a pretty solid day. They really needed that. In fourth, Chase Elliott off his... What? He didn't win last week, but...
Did decent.
He did well. Off his other win before. Getting fifth. Your boy...
Yeah,
Stuart Haas Racing.
Soiled it.
Gets sixth. Noah Gregson. Oh, baby. Killing it. That, honestly, a good drive for him.
Yeah.
Ryan Blaney, seventh. Bowman the Showman, eighth. Daniel Hemric gets ninth. Good drive for him. Ty Gibbs, tenth. I can't read names. And then your boy from Talladega, Reddick, 11th. It was something. It was a race, all right. I think Ford still has some work to do. Nothing's changing anytime soon, apparently. And I think Kyle Busch actually getting a good race is the two stories here. And then Denny Hamlin. It looks like it's going to be a shootout so far between Denny Hamlin and the Hendrick boys for who can be the best. But Denny Hamlin isn't even the... Where are the standings right now?
No. So Kyle Larson
is leading. He keeps crashing, that's why.
Yeah. Kyle Larson has the lead over Martin Truex Jr. by 15 points. So those guys are just Mr. Solid Points Days. Mm-hmm. Kyle Larson has one win, and Truex doesn't have any, but he's got six top 10, so that's keeping him afloat. And then you got Chase Elliott, who's actually doing really well this year as well, just consistency-wise. Along with that win. And then, Hamlin, Byron, Reddick all down there next with a lot of wins.
Yeah, what's crazy is Byron doesn't have any stage wins, which think is why he's so low in the points, because he has seven top tens and three wins, obviously. So
yeah.
That's actually kind of nuts looking at it. And then, like, Denny Hamlin has... almost the most laps led by far. Besides Kyle Larson and
Larson's got more.
And MTJ. But it's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Then to finish off how the playoffs are looking right now, got Blaney, Gibbs, Bowman, and Chastain. It's your top 10. Then Kyle Busch, Chase Briscoe, Joey Logano, Chris Buescher, Bubba Wallace, and Brad Keselowski as your top 16. Most notably, you've got Christopher Bell on the outside looking in. Granted, season's still pretty young, and he's got...
My dude's going to get fired. when your teammates are getting dubs and running second and fourth in the points... Ty Gibbs is up there.
Three DNFs on the season is not helping Bell at all.
Well, that's true.
And he does have a win, so he is... I guess he's technically in. Oh, same with Suarez. So...
But...
Yeah, I guess playoff standings. It's Buescher, Bell, and then Suarez, and then Bubba Wallace, Brad Keselowski are out looking in. But they are pretty close with Buescher on points.
Now, when Noah Gregson gets a W, that's all over.
It is actually all over when he gets a W.
He automatically wins. Yahtzee. And next week, going to Kansas, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be messed up. How'd you do in fantasy?
Good enough to beat you.
No, you didn't. That's crazy. Wow.
I actually beat you this time.
That sucks.
And I'm just hoping for no more points corrections.
I need another points correction, please.
Excuse me, NASCAR.
I'm going to write to NASCAR. Who did you have? It's because Byron screwed me. Come on, Byron. Byron. I never put another Ford in my lineup again. I don't know why I did that. The stupidest thing I've ever done.
Yeah, going to Kansas.
Kansas.
Mm-hmm. Not in Kansas anymore.
I had Gregson in my lineup, and you still beat me. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's okay. It's because you had Gregson.
It might be.
All right. So for Kansas, I'm going to do my best to get even with you. I kind of got a decent lineup here.
I don't believe you.
I've got MTJ, Chase Elliott, Denny Hamlin, Ryan Blaney, Joey Logano, and Bubba Wallace in the garage.
The Bubsters.
Yeah, strong garage this week. He's been good at Kansas, I must say. Then for my matchups, I've got Kyle Larson over Denny Hamlin, Bubba Wallace over Chase Elliott, Tyler Reddick over Christopher Bell, and William Byron over MTJ.
Wow, I have like those exact same things. I also went hard. And I have Kyle Larson, Chase Elliott, Denny Hamlin, MTJ, and Bubba Wallace.
Oh, no.
With Tyler Reddick in the garage. So we have like...
The same.
Same. And then I have Larson, Bubba, Reddick, and Byron. So we have...
Ouch. Well, we're going to tie then.
Well, no. Because...
No wonder we always have such close... finishes every week. We pick the same thing.
We do pick a lot of the same people. It kind of makes sense, but yeah,
we need to have more differing personalities on this podcast.
I guess so.
We're too agreeable with each other.
Why are none of these guys wearing hats? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, this is not realistic at all.
I've never seen any of these guys without a hat, but besides in their fantasy pictures.
They photoshopped in hair. This is not even what like half these people's hair look like. Except right. Logano. I know that hair anywhere.
Yeah. I know Logano hair. He's got that good stuff.
Yeah, he's got the fake stuff.
True.
See any news?
I was looking at the news.
I saw SVG is not going to be in the all-star race anymore.
Why not?
Because Trackhouse doesn't have a car for him.
Really do I, so.
Yeah, I can't really help out too much either.
I would give him my car.
Yeah.
I had,
wouldn't pass anything.
If I had a cup car sitting around, it's all his.
Yeah. The pleasure's all mine.
Yeah, that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Really? They don't have any cars?
That's what it's
like. You might as well just give them like a non. They can't even give them like a non-mile and a half car. They have to have cars. Like, they have cars.
They just like lying straight to his face.
Like,
just like the rental car to you.
What did they race? What did he race in before? Give him that car, even if it's going to suck.
Yeah, what about that car behind you? Nope.
Nope. Can't do. They're telling me it's not worth it then.
Yeah.
That's really what it means.
Mm-hmm.
Wild. Do you see they released Byron's throwback scheme?
Or Bowman's?
Yeah. I don't know why I said Byron.
Yeah, the Jimmy Johnson one.
I saw Jimmy that. Johnson.
Very nice.
Pretty crazy. They let Ally let them do what they wanted with the collar, so that's good too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that the Lowe's house isn't like a house on the hood. They probably had to do that because of copyright, but
yeah,
house it's pretty similar.
Mm-hmm.
They did a good job.
Yeah.
Is the Ally? Yeah, I think the Ally's font's still the same, but you know that's to be expected. They even changed like the color on the deck lid and stuff too, so. Ally must have did their best to let them have it, so kudos to them.
Yeah. Oh, there's Busch Beer Crocs. Did you see
No.
Chastain's sponsorship for this weekend?
Nope.
Pretty fun. It's just Busch Light and there's Crocs.
Bush Light and Crocs. You're right. I don't see why we should have that for every car. Every car should have Crocs sponsorship.
Yep. That's what I'm saying.
That's what we're all saying. Did you see Dana Suarez pass the citizenship exam?
Yeah, good for
pretty
him.
Cool. Not bad. Are those tests are pretty hard.
Do you think you could pass the citizenship exam?
I don't know, to be honest. It would depend. I would have to see the questions. I heard it was pretty hard. But I don't know. I also know a lot of random facts. I had to memorize a lot of stuff for A-Push, so I feel like I have a better than average, which isn't saying much, but better than average American history / like government knowledge. So
yeah.
But I also, again, better than average is not saying much, so I don't know. Probably not, to be honest. I would like to taste one. Let me see. Let's see.
Here, what is one reason the colonists came to America?
What? That's one of the questions?
Is it A, slavery?
What?
B, economic opportunity? C, to set up their own monarchy? D, communism?
Would it not be economic opportunity?
Correct.
Okay, that was pretty easy. That's one of the questions?
Yeah, what do we show loyalty to when we say the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
The national anthem, the party of the current president, the United States, or the United Nations?
United States. Correct. And to the republic for which it stands. I said that every day in grade school. You can't.
Who did the United States fight in World War II? Japan, Germany, and Italy. Japan, Germany, and France. Russia, Japan,
oh my
and
God.
China.
These are
Vietnam,
the questions.
Korea, Afghanistan. Yeah.
Japan, Germany, Italy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. All right, never mind. I got this on lockdown.
Name one problem that led to the Civil War.
Slavery.
Yeah. why does flag have 13 stripes?
13 colonies.
Let's see here.
Are these all multiple choice?
Yeah, they're all multiple
choice. Jeez. Okay, never mind.
Capital U.S. Yes. D.C. I'm not even going to ask you that one. what is the economic system in the United States?
That just capitalism.
Slavery.
Free market.
Checks and balances. Communism. Capitalism.
Capitalism.
Correct. Name one U.S. territory.
Just one.
What the heck?
Anything.
Alaska, Florida, Hawaii, U.S. Virgin Islands.
Wait, so is it the Virgin Islands because it's a territory?
Yeah.
Okay.
Name one right only for U.S. citizens. Join a political party, freedom of religion, run for federal office, call senators and representatives.
Run for federal office, right?
Yeah. All right, last question, at least on this test. What happened at the Constitutional Convention? The British taxed the colonists. Benjamin Franklin became president. Thomas Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence. The Constitution was written.
Okay, so it's definitely not Ben Franklin becoming president.
I can tell you that one.
Or that other one. So it's got to be either... What were the Declaration of Independence or...
Yeah.
The Constitution. What was the name of the event?
Constitutional Convention.
is it the Constitution?
Boy, you're right.
What? This cannot be real. This cannot be real.
There's some similar questions. My sister-in-law took her test and we were quizzing her and it had some pretty similar questions. Like the questions definitely did get harder. But yeah, these were all like the first like pretty easy ones.
I was gonna say I always heard it was hard.
Yeah,
and that was
like
not
there
hard.
Were some questions I was like I would not get that right. Like I could have it down to like 50-50 shot just because they're all multiple choice.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, oof, like
that's
some
fair.
Of them not. Not
all
easy.
Right. I have a lot more confidence now. I think I could do it. If you just. Buzz me in, coach.
Well, she already passed it, so you
know. Well, now I don't have to cheat.
yeah. Stop it right there, mister.
Big toe.
Big toe.
Gregson now has more top tens than all of Legacy Motors.
Yeah.
So who won that? That's all I'm saying.
So if you don't like where you're at, NASCAR, start being racist, and then you can get a better ride. I mean, he's just following the Larson way.
There you go. Did you see? Kyle Larson's not a fan of aero blocking, and he suggests getting rid of rear view cameras to make it at least a little harder for people to aero block. He used the word easy several times describing the air blocking technique.
Yeah. I mean, it's not wrong.
He's not wrong. I'm trying to think of, I mean,
you just get rid of all rear view mirrors.
Yeah, you need mirrors.
You got a spotter. Come on, dude. You got a spotter.
You also got a spotter, yeah. I'm not sure how much that would like solve the issue though. Like, I don't really care about getting rid of the cameras. It'd save the team some money. $2.
I think it'd solve the issue 100% because the leader could just go off. Like, well, if you got rid of everything, the leader would only be able to go off the spotter. And by the time the spotter told him where he's running,
yeah, but it becomes like a safety thing though. Like,
I suppose,
like, you still have to know if somebody's like coming, but like below you, like, And I get the sponsors there, but you should still like know. Else, people would like turn into each other all the time, be like, I didn't know he was there, I didn't know he was coming.
Exactly.
And also for like pit road and stuff,
yeah. I don't know. No, I agree that it's not feasible, but that would 100% get rid of it.
No, I'm not sure.
You think they're turning around?
What? Yes. Well, I think a lot of times, like, they can't adjust their line that much mid corner, so like they're a little bit guessing, like where.
Yeah.
Like a lot of times, Denny Hamlin was just like putting it in the middle, and like that was good enough to block. Like he wasn't
agreed. Like on a kind of a narrower racing surface, like Dover. Yeah, it's way easier to block than if we were at, I don't know, like Michigan or something.
Sure. Yeah.
But. Yeah, I see where Larson's coming from. It's pretty upset.
He's just mad he lost.
Well, I'm upset as a fan of the race to like visibly see someone faster than someone else, and they have just no opportunity.
Yeah, the fact they can't even get close. Like, Larson couldn't even get close. Like, he did get close, but he didn't get like. Mm-hmm. There was at no point where I was like, "Oh, Larson's gonna get him this turn." It was like, no, he's not getting any closer than this. Like,
yeah, like I understand protecting the preferred line, and if the other driver behind you is not better outside of the preferred line, sure, like they need to make adjustments to make their car faster, but like to literally not even get to someone's bumper because of like the aero disadvantages of being behind someone, I'd say a major flaw is an understatement in the new car.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, I'm trying to think. I mean, obviously, giving myself 2 seconds to think, I could probably think of something given a longer time period. But outside of, like, someone on way older tires or being blocked by a slower, like a very slow lap car. Like, how many passes for the lead have we actually had this year?
Two?
Okay.
No. I mean, sure. I don't know. But,
not as many as you want. There we go.
Yeah, especially not at like these kind of tracks.
Mm-hmm. But anywho, that's a rant for probably next week as well. We can stop it there. You got anything else non-Arrow related?
No, I'm pretty sleepy. But nice. Next week, Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make a bold prediction and say that Bubba Wallace gets a W.
Oh, nice.
And it's May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. Suarez gonna be doing stuff.
That's all right.
Does he have any? I mean, usually he did it for Day of the Dead. I know that Cinco de Mayo isn't as big for. Let me see.
Isn't it their Independence Day?
No, that's a common misconception. Their Independence Day is in October, I think.
Yeah, I guess you would know.
Cinco de Mayo is just like, it's a day they won a certain battle.
Ah, that's what it is.
But, let me see if Daniel Suarez is doing anything for it.
Is it an Americanized Mexican holiday?
Pretty much. Or like, do they? I'm 90% sure it's bigger in the United States. They actually have their Labor Day is tomorrow.
Oh.
Let me see what he's doing.
Like a middle of the week Labor Day.
Well, I think they just don't do it on it like the Friday, you know.
Ah.
Let's see. Is he doing anything? Daniel Suarez trying to explain Cinco de Mayo to Clint Boyer.
That had to be painful.
I don't think anything special. I don't know. We'll find out on
Sunday.
So everybody get ready.
Mm-hmm. 3 Eastern.
3 on FS1. Eastern.
Sunday, May 5th. May the 5th be with 5th. You.
May the 5th. May the Revenge of the 5th. All right.
All right.
That's it.
Bye-bye.
That's all she wrote. Let's end it. See you guys.